Now back to Senior Matters on the Big Weck. Welcome to Senior Matters on the Big Weck. I'm your host, Joe Chile. This morning with us in studio, Darlene McClay, who's the president of Summit Healthcare Solutions. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you here this morning. What has changed? I know you've been on the program before, talked about some things during COVID that had happened. A lot of things have changed since COVID. So what would you say has changed in your business since that?
Well, I think the biggest change is for up to 3 years when people were Medicaid eligible, they did not have to recertify every year, which is one of the rules of Medicaid. But that was waived during COVID. And so now as of July 1st, that has ended because New York State has ended the COVID emergency. And so now everybody who has Medicaid, nursing home Medicaid, assisted living Medicaid, even community Medicaid now has to recertify every year. So that has changed significantly because we're getting calls numerous times a day for people that we represented them for Medicaid, 5 years ago or 4 years ago. And now all of a sudden they're getting notices from the county and they need to get recertified and they need to be done quickly. So that's the biggest change for us.
And Medicaid is really what you do. I mean, that is your specialty, right?
That's all we do. All we do is represent individuals for Medicaid. We do Medicaid planning. So if an individual thinks that they may have some extra resources, we can sit down and meet with them and talk about some things that they can do to be able to get eligible a little bit sooner for their loved one. But we do 100%. We don't do any nurse placements. We don't do any transfers. We are 100% Medicaid representative. We represent about 1,000 people a year. Most of our business is in the state of New York. We go all the way across the state from here all the way through Long Island. But we also offer services at approximately 10 other states in the country. And our services, we could actually, if every now and then we'll get a call from a client who has a family member who lives in Texas or an in-law, and we can do them at any state in the country if anybody needs our services.
Well, that is something, that I think is very valuable to people. And would you say that that's the defining thing? That's the thing that makes your company different from a lot of other companies? Or
I think the thing that makes us probably the most significant, I mean, certainly our services are significantly less cost than a law firm. But that's not necessarily what's most important to people. I think we offer a service. We do all the work. So once we get a case, we go to the banks, we contact the pension companies, we go to the life insurance companies, we talk to the IRA financial institutions. So we sort of work through the bureaucracy to fill the file and submit the file and the application. So once an individual hires us, we really spend 30 to maybe 60 minutes with them, can do that on the phone, can do it as a Zoom, can do it face-to-face. We explain the process. They basically give us the information that we need relative to their loved one. And then from that point forward, our goal is for them to be able to enjoy their family members, to finish working their job, to take care of their kids, let us do all the work. So I think what stands across for us is maybe three things. Number one is that it's that level of service. People today have so many other things going on, they don't have time to spend hours in the bank and chasing around or sitting on the phone waiting for somebody to answer their call from, a life insurance company. So we do that. That's number one. I think the second thing that we do is we provide a personal service. So when you call our office, we answer the phone. And most people, when they call us, are in some sort of need. They've either been informed that their mother or father is being discharged from the hospital. They've been informed by the nursing home that their mother is now running out of money. But when they need us, they need us, and they don't want to leave a voicemail. So I think that's the other thing. The second thing that I think sets us apart, and the third thing is that we have 100% guarantee. If your loved one meets the eligibility requirement, we will guarantee that we will 100% get their Medicaid approved. And we've been doing this now for 20 years. We've had this guarantee for 20 years. We've, as I said, do nothing but Medicaid. So we consider ourselves experts and we, service over 1,000 people a year.
Well, let me mention this as an aside. These are all the things that would make me pull my hair out. that I have to deal with. You have a full head of hair, so you survive very well with regard to this, and it speaks to your expertise. Does Summit offer any other services besides Medicaid representation?
We focus on Medicaid only. We do a couple things. We represent individuals who actually need community Medicaid from the hospital. We have contracts with the local hospitals. We do, as I said, the nursing home and the assisted living Medicaid, and then we do Medicaid planning. So a lot of times people who are in need of or getting close to or have some resources don't really need a trust or a legal document. Most of the time it's just able to take some action to be able to establish when the eligibility time is for their loved ones. So to answer your question, yes and no. No, we do nothing but Medicaid, 100% Medicaid, but we focus on multiple different levels of Medicaid, both representation for those who are eligible, as well as Medicaid planning for those who are not yet eligible. And we work with them to help them understand the process, what we can do to help them get eligible, preserve as many resources as possible for their loved ones, and get them all set.
Is this including assisted living and things of this nature?
It is. We do assisted living. We do actually quite a bit of assisted living. Assisted living probably takes up about 20% of our business now. And there are more and more assisted living beds in the state of New York that take Medicaid now. And so people will go into assisted livings as private pay, and then they run out of money and they don't have to leave there anymore. They actually can then transition because the facility does have Medicaid beds, and that's when they'll call us and we'll get their Medicaid, we'll get them transferred into Medicaid so their coverage is seamless and the assisted living gets paid.
This morning we're talking to Darlene McLay, who is the president of Summit Healthcare Solutions here on The Big WEC. Senior Manager of The Big WEC, brought to you by Independent Health. The red shirts are all about your health and PB Elder Law, Buffalo's trusted elder law firm. Let me ask you this, Darlene. You know, we're in a DIY, situation now. Not with this specifically, but people always say, I'm going to save money. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to Google it. If I can Google anything, and it's going to tell me what to do. How do you answer people that say, I can just do it myself and save money or whatever?
Well, I mean, truly, they probably can do it themselves. It's very time consuming. There's an enormous amount of responsibility. It's difficult to get through to the county. We get a lot of people that will call us that will say that they got in the mail the Medicaid application and they started it and then they just shook their head and they said there's no way they can do all the work. So if you have a lot of time, which our clients don't, if you are willing and interested in driving around to the banks and spending time on the phone begging for documents, you probably can do it, but most people don't want to. Our clients, have money from their loved ones who are spending down anyway, or who are at close to the Medicaid limit, and they have, and our fee is very affordable that they can afford. And we always say to people, at this point in your mom or your dad's life, the most important thing is to spend time with them. Do you want to really spend? It could take literally 20 to 30 to 40 hours of your time by the time the application actually gets approved. The average application takes somewhere between 4 to 6 months to get approved. There's some that take as long as a year. There's a lot of back and forth communication with the county examiner, and there's a lot of deadlines. And our clients don't want the responsibility for the deadlines, because if you miss the deadline and the application gets denied, now your mother has a big bill and who's going to pay it? And you have to start the process all over. So I guess the short and long answer for you is, can you do it? Sure, but it's really time consuming. We do nothing but, most of the nursing homes in this community refer to our organization. They want us to do the application because they know it's going to get done, and we guarantee it.
In our final 2.5 minutes, other firms and companies offer other services besides Medicaid, right? Now, how do you answer something like that with what you do?
Well, that is true. There are other firms that do placement or nurse management, and then they also, as sort of a sub-business line to their client, offer Medicaid. And certainly, it's an option, but that's not only what they do, and they don't have 100% guarantee. And you have to be very mindful of who you choose to do this for your loved one, because The Medicaid bill, as we all know, grows significantly by the month. So by the time you get an approval, you know, your mother's bill can be $80,000 or $90,000. You really can't risk having somebody else do it who that's not their focal point. That's not what they do.
You know, you mentioned something before, and I think it's something that that I like to focus on. You talk about the fact that, you know, people shouldn't be Googling this. You know, it's something that is more important than that. You talked about the changes that have happened since COVID. Do the laws with regard to Medicaid, do they change frequently? And is that something that you have to keep an eye on as well?
Yes, absolutely. They do change, and they don't make that public. So you have to be mindful of that. So we do stay on top of all of those. And when they impact our clients, we make sure we give them the best representation. You know, and you comment about Googling. We do have a website. It's MedicaidBySummit.com. Oftentimes people will Google Medicaid help in Buffalo, New York, and we'll come up. But if people want to just go to MedicaidBySummit.com, you can go in and see our business. You can actually click a link and send an information request, at which point somebody on our intake will call you back within 24 hours of the business day. And we're here to help people. We know what they're going through. I was a nursing home administrator for many, many years, dealt with many families who struggled to try to do this process. And I think they have found that what we do for them is taking a lot of pressure off of them. Many people will say to us, oh, I did my aunt's. I wish I would have known about you then.
Absolutely. Now, all right, once again, a website and a phone number, please.
Website is MedicaidBySummit.com, or you can call us anytime during the business hours, Monday through Friday, 716-332-6487. As for our intake department, and anybody there can help you. As I said, we're open from 8 a.m. till 4:30 every day, 716-332-6487.
All right, Darlene McClay, president of Summit Healthcare Solutions. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Senior Matters on the Big Wack, the only one-hour radio show devoted to the adult population of Buffalo and Western New York. If it matters to seniors, you'll hear about it every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Listen to the podcast anytime, on demand at bigweck.com. Senior Matters is sponsored by PB Elder Law, Buffalo's only law firm devoted 100% to elder law, and by Independent Health.
What does the red shirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers and access to the care you need. Learn more about Independent Health at redshirttreatment.com.
If you have a suggestion for a show guest on Senior Matters, call the Big Weck at 716-783-9120 weekdays during normal business hours.
Join us again next Saturday morning for Senior Matters on the Big Weck.